Maroons obviously going left to right. Maroons in their home white, maroon numbering. The Vikings in black with white numbering. And Coe will chip the ball ahead along the near sideline, feed it inside to Lopez. Headed out of danger there at the last moment. That was a good play. They almost had an opportunity there, and now the ball is tracked down along the far sideline. Drablos will kick it towards midfield, taken back by the Vikings, and Vikings will look to push ahead. Drablos pushes it back towards the far side again. And now we're at midfield, and that ball is going to roll down the far side, being tracked down by the Vikings. And Stulen will boot it up over midfield into Maroons territory. Well, it'll roll on the far side and go out of bounds. And this will be a throw-in for the Vikings. Again, no score through one half of play. So we get ready for action here in the second half. Ball headed over to the far sideline. Vikings maintain possession. Maroons look to clear the zone. Not out at this time, however. Feeding it over to the far side, near side. Chip shot in and scored! And early first half goal here for the Vikings, as putting that ball into the back of the net is Matthias Warp. Warp gets the early goal here in the second half for the Vikings. And the Vikings will now jump out to a 1-0 lead. That play was set up along the near corner. The ball chipped inside the zone into the attack box. And Warp was able to get there and get a shot past Bonin for the 1-0 lead for the Vikings. With 43:39 to play in the second half. And now let's see, we're going to have a substitution here. And coming into the game now and coming out Drablos is coming out, and coming in his place will be Sam Borovic. All right, play has restarted as we're at midfield. The Maroons now trailing by a score 1-0 here in the second half. Coe chipping it ahead, getting it inside along to the far corner. That's going to be tracked down by Gonzalez. Ball rolls out of bounds as Gonzalez was able to put enough of a screen on there. Now Stulen will have the goal kick for the Vikings. Matthias Stulen boots it to midfield. That's headed into Maroons territory. Vikings knock it down and press on. Now ball stolen from behind. Maroons take it. Now they'll go up and look to transition. At midfield, Lopez battling it along the near sideline, drops it back. Gets the ball over to Scott Lick. And player knocked down. Now Matthew Coe will restart for the Maroons at midfield. Crossing it over to the far side. Pushed inside the zone. Abedian. Abedian has it. Pushed from behind. Still maintains possession. Now he'll spin and drop it along the far side. And ball knocked out of bounds. Throw in for the Maroons. They'll try and get it in quickly. It'll roll to the Vikings defense. Will push it out of bounds over midfield. This will be a throw in for the Maroons once again. And a ball inside on the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds again. Another throw in for the Maroons forthcoming. We have a quick whistle here, however, as we have to restart the position, or restart the throw-in. 41-22 to play, second half, 1-0 in favor of the Vikings on the strength of that early second half goal from Abias Warp. Ball pushed out of bounds along the near sideline. That's going to be throw in for the Maroons and Scott Leak. Battling. Knocked down was Coe from behind. He gets fouled. Foul call on the Vikings, and Coe will restart for the Maroons. Maroons looking to get something generated here, and let's see if it can come off the strength of this free kick by Coe. Coe circling inside the box, rolling, and it goes wide. Fanning on the clearing attempt, however, were the Vikings, so they're going to have to continue to play it. And they knock it out of bounds, so we're going to have a throw-in along the near side, near corner. Throw-in commenced, headed upfield. And player down for the Vikings as he went for the header there, and a couple heads collided. Number four, that was Kyle Robeson for the Vikings, who took the brunt of that header there. I believe that was with Lopez. So now Robeson will come to the sideline here and be evaluated. Actually, both players being evaluated right now, as the clock has stopped with 40:05 to play in the second half. Always dangerous when two players are going up for the header, and obviously the heads collided there. So Robeson is on the sidelines, and Lopez is as well. Now we're waiting for direction here from the officials. All right, both teams will play on. Both players still on the field as Ryman will kick the ball up to midfield. Headed back, Lopez. Lopez tries to chip it ahead to Coe. Another header. Now running in the box, Lopez trying to get there first. A couple players fall down, and they're going to call that foul, I believe, on Lopez. Push from behind there, so this will be Vikings ball. And reestablishing now is Robeson and the Vikings. They'll leave it for Stulen. We'll take the goalkeeper's kick here. Players set up along the near sideline. And that's exactly where he pushes the ball, trying to feed it into Kazona. Headed down by the Vikings, pushed ahead by the Maroons. Robeson will chip it out of bounds in front of the Vikings bench. That'll be replayed now for the Maroons. And going into the corner is Coe. Spin move. Had the ball knocked away, however, by Robeson. Robeson keeps it in the corner. Nicely done. Now getting it over to Capatosto, who heads it inside the Vikings zone. Vikings take possession, however, along the far side. They're going to push it ahead. Get it up along the far side. Rolls out of bounds. Throw in for the Maroons. And finally the ball gets inside. Now it's booted up. And Kazona will take it for the Vikings. He'll push it ahead. Kazona inside the zone. Ball knocked away at the last minute there, but Vikings maintain possession. Now cutting inside the box, chip shot ahead, booted out of danger by the Maroons. Headed down, here come the Maroons. Along the near side, Lopez has it. Crossing, and all the way over, trying to get it over, I believe, to Corgi, but it just a little too much on it, or thoughts that there was going to be another player along the far side, but one was not there. And now the throw-in coming from Gonzalez and the Vikings. That's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Maroon's ball. near midfield. And knocked down along the far sidelines. Players battle. Let's see, this time the ball will go to the Maroons. Another throw in, this time nearing the 30-yard line. Ball pushed up along the far sideline. Vikings still battling, trying to get it inside Maroon zone. They do. Now they'll feed it ahead, getting it inside to Gustav Eriksson. Maroons look to go the other way. Erickson's going to try and flag it down. Coe over to Lopez. Lopez along the near side. And ball rolled out of bounds. It will be ball for the Vikings on the throw in to Robson. One to nothing in favor of North Park with 36-35 to play in the second half. The Maroons looking to get some offense established now as Coe will try and feed it in. That's booted upfield by the Vikings and Ricky Pimentel. Here comes Kazana. Oh, what a stop by Bonner. Rebound is loose. Bonner with a heck of a stop there and shot over the net. And that hit the crossbar, I believe the football crossbar, as Bonner was able to make that save on Kazona, who came inside the box and got off a good shot attempt there. And Bonin was able to punch that out of danger. Now he is on the ground. I think just trying to knock the wind out of him a little bit, apparently. He seems to be okay, but big save there to keep this a one-goal game for the Maroons, trailing by one. So remember that save here at this point. Let's see if the Maroons can do something with it. But Vikings have definitely been pushing the offense here, both in the latter stages of the first half as well as early on here in the second half. So the Maroons definitely need to respond at this point. Let's see what they're able to do. Ball chipped ahead. Robeson will head it towards midfield. Knocked back down by the Maroons. They'll look to reestablish Coe. Coe loses the ball and taken back by the Vikings as they look to push it ahead. Knocked down by the Maroons at midfield. Feeding it to Lopez. Lopez now crossing. Trying to get it towards the far corner. But offsides is the call. And the Vikings will take the ball. And Matthias Stulen will take the kick. Check that. It's going to be restarted by the Vikings and headed upfield. Kazona has it. Pushes it to center. Now along the far sideline, looking to get a break there. And Scott Lick will push a man over to the far corner. Ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to be Maroon's throw-in. And they're able to do it. Ball thrown in along the far side. Chipped up along the far sideline. Play resumes there. Now trying to get it up to midfield. Maroons looking for an outlet. Scott Lick pushing it ahead for the Maroons. Slide by Gonzalez. Check that. Robeson. Now pushed ahead to Kazona. And spinning around Pimentel. Maroons trying to chip it up at least to midfield. And Ryman pushes that ahead for the Maroons. Maroons just not able to get much on the inside. Everything has been pushed out to the perimeter, so eventually you're going to have to solve getting the ball inside somehow. Everything has been pushed to the perimeter, and that's how they've been trying to set up their offense, not without much success here, however. Now the Maroons will restart along the far side. 33-37 remaining in the second half. And the University of Chicago Maroons trailing by one. Ball chipped in towards the box. Lopez is in there. Flips it back and having to make a save. Stulen, it wasn't going to go in the net, but still able to put the ball into the goalkeeper's hands. Nice job by Lopez there to make something out of nothing. Now the ball is going to be headed back. Kazona's there. Dangerous. And now, oh, making a nice spin move there. Getting out of the way. That was Corey. Shot towards the net. Header! That goes wide. All the chances now are coming the Vikings' way as that header went wide of goaltender Bonin to his right. And now he'll restart with the goal kick. But the Maroons are definitely going to have to tighten up defensively as they are letting up some grade A opportunities here for the Vikings here in the second half. Man knocked down, and we're going to have a foul call. Now we're going to have the restart for the Vikings. And restarting on the kick will be Ricky Pimentel. Pimentel with the kick. We have another substitution coming up for the Maroons. As getting ready to come into the game will be Gary Zhao. Lopez feeding it over to Corgi. Back to Lopez, to Corgi, pushing it ahead to on the far sideline, trying to track it down, Scott Leek. Ball knocked out of the play by Pimentel. Now it hugs the near sidelines. And the Vikings and Maroons battle at midfield. Maroons come out with it. Pushing it ahead, Lopez, far side. Crossing attempt over the head of Gonzalez. Maroons get there, try and chip it into the box, but it's headed out of danger by Pimentel. Maroons take possession again. Over to Coe, Matthew Coe. He's going to take it to the near side, drop it to Lick. Lick has it along the near side, punching it into the box, headed out of there by Robeson. Maroons punch it back inside, deeper the zone. Gonzalez will push it ahead into Maroons territory. Now Scott Lick will take it along the near sideline, being pressured. He has to release it. He does. Gets the ball back. Tries to get it to midfield. And that's stolen away by the Vikings, but the Maroons press on. Ball knocked out of bounds. We're going to have a throw in now for the Maroons as Coe will take the throw in. And checking in is Gary Zhao. And checking out will be Renato Corgi. Scott Lick will take the throw in front of the Maroons bench. Gets it into Lopez. Lopez's pass attempts taken away by the Vikings. Now the Vikings get the ball up to midfield, not back into Lopez. Check that to Coe, feeding Lopez. Lopez stops the ball, trying to leave it for Coe. Robeson knocks it along the far sideline. Robeson been very solid on the defensive end for the Vikings, preventing a lot of opportunities for the Maroons, getting in the way of passes, clearing, just doing a solid job on the defensive end and gumming things up for the Maroons. So they're going to have to solve Mr. Robeson there here if they want to get on the board. Now ball on the near side inside the Maroon zone. We're going to have a throw in for the Maroons. It'll be restarted. Maroons push it ahead. Far sideline. Midfield, Gonzalez knocks it back inside the Maroon zone, but the ball rolls out of bounds. This will be a throw in for the Maroons. They get it inside. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. This time it'll be Vikings ball, as Jason Gonzalez will throw it in. Gets deeper inside the Maroons territory. A little back and forth going on between both teams now as the Maroons look to punch it inside the Vikings zone. Unable to do so, however, as the Vikings continue the pressure. Not a lot of gaps out there between these players as the Vikings are in tight on the Maroons' players and not a lot of room to work with. And now the Vikings will push it ahead to Kizona along the near sideline. Ball taken away, however, and that's pushed on towards net by Ryman into the hands of Bonin. Now Scott Lick has it, punches it ahead, trying to feed Lopez. Lopez kicks it forward, and you're going to get it off sides there. Now throw in for the Vikings and Robeson. Just about near midfield is his throw-in attempt. Get some good air on this one. Well, that's headed forward by the Maroons, and Lopez takes it. Trying to feed it over to Capitosto. And now Nate Johnson has it for the Maroons. Zhao. Feeding it over to Scott Lick, but the ball rolled out of bounds. Pass attempt did not make it there. And Robeson will throw in for the Vikings. Headed forward by Raymond. I made up a word there, headed. Disregard that word. All right, now the ball at midfield. Here come the Maroons, getting pressured from behind, but carrying forward. Gary Zhao. Zhao spinning around. He stops, gets it to Lopez, trying to give and go. Didn't work there as Gonzalez was able to get in the way of things. And now Matthew Coe working along the box, gets it towards the far side, chipping it ahead, ball stolen away and punched it up to midfield. Maroons look to keep it in, they do. Comes Scott Lick, chipping it towards the box, headed towards the net, but it's going to roll wide. So finally the Maroons getting some offensive opportunity there and able to generate something, but that time the ball rolled wide. Right of goal, left of goalkeeper Stulen, and now he'll have the goalkeeper's kick with 26:02 to play in the second half, and the North Park Vikings leading by a score of 1-0. Big boot there by Stulen goes to midfield, headed deeper into Maroons territory, trying to flag it down, but unable to get there on time, was Eric Lundin. No, check that. That's Sharil Corey. Number 34. But Robeson will take it. He'll have a throw-in in front of his own bench along the near side, looking for an outlet, trying to get it to Corey, then to Kizona. Corey will kick it. Gets deflected into the air and over the goal line, but it's going to be Maroon's ball and the goal kick coming from Bonin. All right, now. Bonin's kick on its way. Low line drive. It's a little distance. Headed deeper into the zone by the Maroons. They'll battle. And player knocked down from behind. Looks like it'll be a foul against the Maroons. And the Vikings will take possession. Just inside their zone. Looking for the restart. Now Jason Gonzalez, far sideline. He'll chip it ahead going towards the far corner. And that's headed out of danger by the Maroons, but it'll be a throw-in for the Vikings along the far side. Gonzalez will take the throw-in. Inside along the far sideline, Maroons steal. Look to chip it ahead, but Robeson's there, and he knocks it deeper inside Maroons' territory. That's going to have to be played by Coe. And now booted high up in the air. Let's see if it stays in. It does. Knocked down nicely by Abedian. And now Lopez, spin move at midfield, eluding a defender. Now Scott Lick punching it ahead, trying to get it to Coe. Robeson's there to intercept. Now Kazuna pushes it ahead to the far side, chipping it inside the box, headed out of danger. Good defensive play there by the Maroons. As the Vikings were lurking inside the offensive zone, now Gonzalez steals along the far side. He's going to punch it closer inside the box. Gets knocked up towards the midfield, but knocked back in by the Vikings. And they'll push it back towards the far corner. Now we'll have a battle of headers going on here, and then finally whistled down were the Vikings. So we'll have a restart for the Maroons. Getting ready to check back into the game along the near sidelines is Renato Corgi. Probably be coming back in for Gary Zhao here momentarily. Oh, Robeson slipped down there. Check that, number 20. It's Kemkers who slipped. Try to clear that ball. The ball on the far side. Substitution will take place now. Corgi coming in. Corgi coming back in and coming out. Is Abedian. So Andre Abedian coming out for the substitution, not Zhao. Maroons have the ball in the far corner. Trying to chip it ahead inside to Corgi. Corgi slips, maintains possession, however, will push it to Scott Lick along the far near sideline. Spin move inside, chips it in, trying to feed it into the box, headed out of danger by the Vikings. Lick gets it back. Coe, stop along the near side, battling. He'll drop it back to Ryman. Ryman will drop it back deeper inside to Maroon's territory. And they'll look to establish along the far side, over midfield now. As the Maroons look to push it deeper inside the zone, but Gonzalez was there to push it up to midfield for the Vikings. And a Viking player knocked down from behind. This will be a Vikings ball right at midfield. A little cooler out there right now, but still a nice night for mid-October. No rain, decent breeze. It's a little cool, but good playing conditions for both teams here on the turf field. Vikings coming inside the box, and Bowman coming out to cut off that ball inside the box before any damage can occur from the Vikings. So that was a much-needed attempt there by Bonin to prevent a shot opportunity for the Vikings. Now Bonin's going to give it a boot. A little more on the line drive here. Goes up to midfield, knocked down by the Vikings. Maroons looking to punch it in along the far sideline. Vikings kick it right back. Just unable to generate any sustained attack have the Maroons. So they're going to look to try and get something generated here. As Lopez pushed down. And a foul called. Foul called on the Vikings. And that was Matthias Warp, the only goal scorer in today's game, called with the push from behind. Matthew Cole will have the restart along the near sideline now. Kick, into the back of Cusano. Now ball generated into the near corner. I don't know if that was planned, but went off of Cusano. Now Coe gets it inside the zone. Over to Holquist. Holquist makes a move. Gets it to Coe. Coe chipping it towards the box. Header over the back, over the wide left of goalkeeper Stulen. Good chance there, however, for the Maroons as they were able to get something generated and get an attempt off. Wasn't necessarily grade A, but at this point they just need to get stuff directed towards the net. They need to get some sustained pressure on goaltender Stulen, who's had it pretty easy for the most part for half of this game, the latter half. Ball on midfield now. Cusano and Lick battling. Throw in now for the Maroons. They'll knock it down and push it ahead. Coe has it, Matthew Coe. Ball taken away. Cusano has it for the Vikings. Now it's pushed ahead. Here come the Vikings the other way. Ryman will intercept that ball, and he'll let it roll over the goal line. And this will be a goal kick now for the Maroons. 18:20 to play here in the second half. And the North Park University Vikings are up 1-0 over the University of Chicago Maroons men's soccer team. Still time for the Maroons, obviously, to get the equalizer, but they're going to have to continue to press, and they'll probably have to open things up a little bit more as we go along, and that might create some opportunities here for the Vikings. But, you know, first things first, the Maroons need to get inside the zone and get their offense organized and orchestrate and execute. Ball knocked out of bounds along the far side. This will be a Vikings ball, as Jason Gonzalez will have the throw in. And that's headed up along the far sideline, taken back by the Maroons. Stolen away by the Vikings as they continue to press along the far side. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Maroons. This will be a throw in for the Vikings, as getting ready to check in for the Maroons is Tommy Tenuta. And we're also going to have a substitution here shortly for the Vikings, as taking off his jersey is Enric Roseholt. So Roseholt and Tenuta for the Vikings and Maroons, respectively, waiting to come in for the next substitution. Now here's Robeson and the Vikings getting it over to Kuzona. Kuzona taken away by the Maroons. Trying to get it to Coe. That was intercepted, however, by the Vikings, and they'll continue to press. Trying to get it in. Bonin is going to get there first. He rolls on the ball, almost lost it, but was able to scoop that up. Nice play there by the Vikings, Gustav Eriksson. And now Lick will take the ball up along the far sideline. Boots it ahead, taking him back by Pimentel and the Vikings. Now the Maroons looking to get the ball outside of their own zone, unable to, at least at this go-around. As Gonzalez has it at midfield, tries to punch it deeper in, finds Kuzona. His header attempt fanned on it somewhat. Maroons come down with it, and they'll look to punch it upfield. Vikings continue to keep the ball in, however. And now the ball is along the far sideline. Gonzalez knocks Maroons player down from behind. This will be a restart for the Maroons right around midfield. 15:16 to play here in the second half. 1-0 North Park, as Zhao will take the ball, tip it towards the box. Knocked out of there by Robeson and the Vikings. Scott Lick will track it down along the near side. Spin move. Gets it back to Stacy Ryman. Now Scott Lick near side in front of the bench. Pass over to Coe. Coe, he's going to move the ball inside the zone. He's got a man in front of him. Tried to feed it through, and Gonzalez with a nice play. The slide and prevent that pass, and now Lick preventing a pass attempt there. Now Nate Johnson will flip it to the far side. And here comes Corgi getting it over to the near sideline. Ball knocked down but rolls out of bounds before Zhao could keep it in for the Maroons. This will be a throw-in for the Vikings and Robeson. And now taking a seat and getting a breather here is Matthew Coe. Minutes to play, 1-0 North Park. On the strength of an early second-half goal from Abias Warp. Vikings fans calling for a foul there, none forthcoming. Now Kuzona has it crossing. And it goes all the way over to the far side. See if they can keep it in. They do. They'll chip it back to Gonzalez. He'll push it to the far corner. Keeping it in at the goal line. No, unable to. Good attempt, however, but unable to keep it in. Substitution coming in now for the Vikings. As checking in will be Chase Leonards. And checking out will be number 10, Kazona. So Kazona taking a seat and getting a breather here for the Vikings. Ball on the far side, pushed down from behind. No call there. Now there is a call. Late whistle, as one was not called there, but then the whistle eventually blew as Tenuta was pushed down from behind. So Capatosto now will take the free kick here. The Maroons get set up on the wall along the box. Capatosto waiting for the whistle to restart here. All right, now. Now we're taking a lot of time here to get that whistle going. Now, hang on here. Add 30. All right, so referee adding 30 seconds on the clock there. A little confusion over whether or not the clock should have been stopped up here in the booth. We were not given the signal. However, on the field, they seem to think that that should have been the case and should have been the case, but did not forthcome there. So finally we have that resolved. 12:30 left in the second half. Now Capatosto waiting for the kick, free kick to restart here. All right, underway. Here's the kick, circling, headed towards the net and making a save! A tremendous save there, Matthias Sturlin, as that was headed right over. He was able to reach up and knock that ball out of the way as it was just below the crossbar. A huge save there. Best save of the day so far for Sturlin and the Vikings, and they keep their 1-0 lead. That is tremendous. All right, now we're going to have corner kick action. Capatosto will take the corner kick from the near corner. Line drive in towards the box, and that rolls just wide, but over the goal line and out. And this will be Vikings ball with the goalkeeper's kick. So a great opportunity there for the Maroons, but unable to convert because of the tremendous save made by Sturlin on that header coming off the free kick. Now the ball crosses over midfield, headed deeper inside Maroon territory. They'll chip it up back towards center, headed back down by the Vikings. Now the Vikings look to generate offense along the far sideline. Alvaro is in the box there. Keep an eye on him. Maroons look to punch it the other way. Vikings keep the ball in. Gonzalez knocked down as he kept that ball in. He's been all over the place here for the Vikings. Another solid defender. Great defense here for the Vikings. Good pair for North Park as they get set to restart here with 10:32 to play in the second half. Vikings clinging to a 1-0 lead. Booted towards the box, headed out by the Maroons, but that's going to be kept in by the Vikings. So they'll chip it towards net, and Bonin will play it. Looking for an outlet, he's going to give it the free kick. Headed down over the head of Lopez. Oh! Knocked down here. They're going to call it against the Maroons. Vikings will take the ball on the restart. .9:48 to play here in the second half. And Pimento will push it down for the Vikings, trying to feed it into Alvaro. Alvaro now has it along the near side. And we got another Vikings player knocked down, so we're going to get another foul against the Maroons. We're going to get a free kick here going for the Vikings. Now getting ready to take the kick for the Vikings, Bias Warp. Again, he is the lone goal scorer for today's match as he got that early second half goal to get things started for the Vikings. And now he'll have the free kick going on right now. Angling it, oh, off the post of the field goal. Wow. That thing swung around, and it was almost like a boomerang. Eventually sailed over the net and hit the post of the field goal post and ricocheted off. So field goal, no good. All right, ball booted up to midfield now. Vikings will look to track it down and punch it back inside Maroons territory. You're going to see a lot of this now in the final minutes, just some time-eating plays going to be taking place by the Vikings. Maintain possession and, you know, extend the gaps a little bit here. Now ball headed out of bounds. This will be a throw-in for the Maroons, okay? Nope, for the Vikings and Robeson. Robeson gets the ball in play. Trying to get it down to Alvaro. Punched ahead by Tenuta and the Maroons. Maroons look to go the other way. Kick back out of bounds. On the kick there by Roseholt, Henrik Roseholt. Now ball rolls out of bounds. Abedian throwing it in. Push from behind. Pimentel knocked the player down. And we do have a yellow card on Pimentel. Is knocked down from behind. Let's see who that is. Not getting up right now. And it looks like Matthew Coe grabbing the back of his head there and his neck. So he was knocked down from behind. Yellow card on Pimentel. And now we're going to have the free kick here for the Maroons, as Capatosto will take it along the near sideline. Coe still grabbing the back of his neck, feeling the effects of that foul. Now let's see if he's lying in the weeds right now, though. Crossing into the box, headed out of danger by the Vikings. Now Nate Johnson tries to head it back towards the far corner. Maroons keep it inside the zone. Four-player battle ensues. Maroons trying to come out with it. They do. Going towards the far corner. Now on the far side. Maroons continuing to keep it inside the zone. Shot towards the net right into the hands of Stulen. And he'll take it with 6:57 remaining in the second half. His team holding a 1-0 advantage. And now the punt on its way from Stulen. It's going to go all the way towards the near corner, and it'll be a throw-in for the Vikings. Vikings throwing along the near side as Robeson will come down to take the throw-in for North Park. Robeson's throw-in going towards the box, headed back upfield. Gary Zhao will try and chip it ahead. Vikings keep it back inside the zone. And Lick tries to hit it towards the goal. He gets it there with Alvaro closing in, however, so he had to grab that play and clean that up. Now, whoa, another big collision there on the header attempt with Tenuta. Now we got some pushing and shoving going on. things are getting a little testy out on the field, and a yellow card given now to Abedian. So things getting a little testy out here on the field, Stagg Field, with 5:49 remaining. The Maroons getting a little frustrated. However, they will have the ball here. On the foul from the Vikings. Kick on its way, chipping it towards the box, and it angling towards the far corner, and it'll roll out of bounds. And it's going to be Vikings ball. Ball not given to the hands of the goalkeeper there, so somewhat a little gamesmanship there by the Maroons, but that's okay. Ball pushed up to midfield, headed back inside the zone by the Maroons. Now ball, they're going to track the ball down along the far side. Pushing ahead is Tenuta, trying to get that ball, as well as Lopez. Vikings kick it up to midfield. Headed back inside the Viking zone, but it angled out of bounds, and this will be a throw-in for the Vikings and Robeson. Robeson with a big hurl downfield, trying to get it to Kazuna. Gets it there. Ryman battling with Kazuna. And now headed, kept inside the zone by the Vikings. Oh, a knockdown from behind. No call there. Lopez battling at midfield. Vikings take the ball away, but the ball rolls off the foot of Warp. And now it's going to be throw-in for Robeson. Robeson's throw-in going towards Kazuna, headed up by Ryman. And now along the near side, Robeson will chip it further towards the box, headed back up again by the Maroons. Unable to convert that time, however, and now they're going to push it over to the far corner. 3:56 remaining. Vikings slip, and now the Maroons will take it the other way. Pushing it upfield, but it rolls out of bounds. Oh, and a player down. A player down with 3:44 remaining. The clock has stopped, as we do have an injured Viking along the far side there. Looks like it's more of a cramp type thing, I'm imagining, as the official is helping the player stretch out his leg there. Now the training staff will come on and take a look at the Vikings player. 3:44 to play. The Vikings of North Park holding on to a 1-0 lead. We were scoreless at the end of one. The Maroons only had one shot, however, in that first half. They've upped the total a little bit here in the second half, but still not a strong offensive showing today for the Maroons. Now, they do have 7 shots total now and 3 shots on goal. The Vikings have 10 shots with 3 shots on goal, and obviously they have the 1-goal lead. All right. Well, coming out of the game now for the Vikings. I think that's Metkowski coming out, number 26, I believe. Now the ball booted by the Maroons, trying to get it deep inside Vikings territory, but they'll knock it out of bounds along the far sideline. All right, that was number 20, I should say, for the Vikings. And that would be Kemkers. Ball out of bounds, rolls past the Maroons, so this will be another throw-in for Robeson with 3:09 remaining in the half in the game. Robeson's throw gets a good heave on it, trying to feed it to Kazona. And Maroons battling at midfield, trying to punch it in deeper. Tenuta feeding it ahead. Obedient in there along with Gonzalez. And now it's booted out of bounds. And we'll have a throw in along the far corner. Coe into Tenuta. Back to Coe. Coe trying to feed it to Tenuta. Intercepted by the Vikings, and they'll kick it all the way down the near sideline. Scott Lick will track that down for the Maroons. He'll kick it to goalkeeper Bonin. 2:26 remaining. Things are going to have to speed up now for the Maroons as they'll try and punch it down. Headed back up by the Vikings. Coe to Ryman. Inside to Zhao. Over to Lopez. Lopez trying to feed it to Obedian. Back to Lopez. And we're going to get a foul called against the Maroons. And we'll have the restart for the Vikings. Time ticking down now against the Maroons as there's a minute 48 remaining on the clock here in the game. Booted along the far side. Now we're going to have a throw in by the Maroons. Punched ahead, trying to feed Zhao. Lopez knocks it down, headed back by the Vikings. Now Alvaro and Lopez battle, and now the ball's booted further inside the zone. Ryman will get it into goalkeeper Bonin, who will look for the drop kick, gets it to midfield, and it'll be taken by Lopez. Lopez booting it forward. Zhao is in the vicinity. Ball comes down. Maroons still have it. Lopez, knocked from behind by Alvaro. He'll get the cross over to Capatosto. Vikings look to go the other way now. Cazona. Maroons push it ahead, but here come the Vikings back. They'll take the ball at midfield and push it down the far side. Alvaro trying to track it down. He'll meet up with Ryman. And now the Maroons will push it ahead. Headed forward. Trying to get it to Tenuta. Taken back by the Vikings. Alvaro again, and knocked out of bounds by Scott Lick. This will be a throw-in for North Park with 30 seconds remaining. And they'll take their time getting this ball in. They'll push it towards the near corner to Cazona. He's doing a good job keeping the ball in the air, knocking some time off the clock. Then it rolls over the goal line as time's going to run away here. Now they stop the clock. As Bonin, and now Lopez is going to take the kick here. Lopez boots it up to midfield, inside the Viking zone. Knocked over to the far sideline. It's going to roll out of bounds, and that's your ball game. The North Park University Vikings come in and shut out the host Maroons by a score of 1-0. We were scoreless in the end of the first half, but in the early going in the second half, Mabias Warp was able to chip in pass attempt off the free kick and able to get the Vikings on the board, and that was the only goal they needed as they win this game by a score of 1-0. Total shots for the game, 10 for the Vikings, 8 for the Maroons. 3 shots on goal apiece, but where it matters in the big board, 1 goal for North Park as they come away with the victory here, and they improve their record to 12-1-1 on the season. The Maroons now fall to 13-2 on the season, and they'll look to regroup next time out. Well, your final score again from Stagg Field, the North Park University Vikings 1, University of Chicago Maroons nothing. You've been watching Maroons men's soccer right here on the Maroon Sports Network. For Sean Jarrett on camera, Dan Obey producing and directing, I'm Eric Willowhite saying so long. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time on the Maroon Sports Network.